Today we're going to talk about how I wrote my last book without having to actually write it, and how you, if you got something good inside of you, can do the same. All right, so let's dive in. Let's do it.
You're listening to the Serial Progress Seeker Podcast. My name is Dr. Ben Atkins, and I want to take you behind the scenes and show you how I built a multi-million dollar digital internet business and how I'm turning that entire business into something that I can take with me anywhere, inside of a backpack. Let's get started with the show.
What's going on? My name is Dr. Ben Atkins, and on this channel, if it's your first time here, I cover all the ways that you can make a full-time living online, more specifically, how you can get to 7-8 figures a year, and how you can do it from anywhere with just a backpack. Okay, so today we're gonna talk about how I wrote my last book. I recently put out a book called Microservice Millionaire, and I have a confession to make. I didn't actually write any of it. I didn't sit down at a typewriter. I didn't sit down with a pad and paper. I did the entire thing like this, talking. The whole thing was mapped out, and it came out through my voice, and then it turned into not only an audio book, but it turned into a written book too. And what's so nice is I've written books before, and this took me about 25% of the time. Usually it takes me 4 or 5 months to write a book. This took about 3 weeks to put the entire thing together and get it recorded and get it out to the public. And rave reviews so far, and I'll make sure that you have a link below this video so you can go check it out if you'd like to too. It's called Microservice Millionaire. But that's not why you're here right now. The reason you're here right now is you wanna know, how in the world did I write this book in 3 weeks, get it out to the public? It only took a week and a half to actually put it together, but how did I actually do this, and how can you do it too? So the first thing is why I decided to write a book. Big thing in my head is I am a online video, online course creator guy, okay? The problem is most of the time, if you are hearing from me and you're learning from me, you've got to be sitting in front of a computer or watching a video with your eyes locked in. And so one of the things that I really decided I needed to do to get more out there this year is get away from just doing videos, which I love, by the way, but get away from just doing videos and start putting things down in audio so you could listen to them at the gym or in the car. Or if you wanted it to be quiet and you didn't want all the sound, you could sit down and read a book. So that's the reason we got into this. Now, the process was absolutely huge. This is how I did it. So I knew that I didn't want to sit down and write a book this time and, you know, spend the time doing that. I tried actually with this book, and it was just taking forever. So I said, wouldn't it be cool if I could sit down with bullet points, slides, just like what I'm doing right now, just in case you don't know, I'm looking every so often down at slides with bullet points on it. Wouldn't it be cool if I could do the entire book that way? So this is what I did. I sat down with Keynote. PowerPoints, same thing, but for PC, Keynote is a Mac tool that I use that basically does presentations. Very simply, I put together around 9 slides. Each of those slides represented a chapter in the book. So I would get on, and I had a chapter in the book, and then I would build out bullet points in that chapter that would walk people through each of the points that we did this. For example, one of the chapters was how to get clients. And Microservice Millionaire, it's all about putting out these cool little tiny services that you can automate almost 100% and people pay you monthly for. So one of the chapters was how to get clients. And then I went through, I had 7 bullet points in this PowerPoint slide that went through all the ways that I get clients. And what I did was, I just sat down, and every time I got to a new bullet point, I would just talk about it. Now keep in mind, you have to be somewhat of an expert on your topic to pull this off. Otherwise, it's really difficult to just straight talk about something for that long. But I was an expert in all of this stuff because I'd been doing it for years, and so it was easy for me to block this out. Now, what I did was I put together the keynote presentation. I went over it a few times and said, is this what I want to do? Is this how this needs to work? And I got it down to where I was like, yes, this is the presentation. If this was a book, I would read these things if someone else put it out. And so what I did was I sat down in front of a computer. I had my microphone and I had my keynote presentation. I had a piece of software that recorded me. You could literally do this with a phone, by the way. And I just talked through it. Now this took me about 2 days total to actually go through and record all of this stuff and get it down. Now, when I was done, I mixed everything down to an MP3, put it in individual files in a folder, and I sent it off to an editor. At that point, the editor took the audio, edited out all the silence. We made sure that everything was at a certain volume, and I tried to make sure I did that when I recorded too, by the way, but everything was at a certain volume. And then what we did is, before I actually went in to, you know, put a print book together, something that was, you know, written down that you could carry around with you, and went through all of that, I wanted to say, you know, I gotta make sure that this is actually something people would want to go through. And so I wanted to test it. So I took all of the MP3s that I had and I uploaded it to a service called Anchor.fm. Now what Anchor.fm is pretty simple. It is a service that's used, you upload audio like a podcast and it will publish out all of that audio in a very easy way. You can literally do it on your phone from their app on the fly and it will publish out your podcast and send it out to all the audio networks like iTunes, Stitcher, all the fun ones that are out there, right? That wasn't what I wanted this for. And I used Anchor FM to do my podcast, the Serial Progress Seeker podcast. Make sure you go listen to that, by the way. But this time, what I wanted to do is I just wanted to host the audio. And what's nice about Anchor is it also gives you these cool little embeddable files. So I took those embeddable files after we uploaded them, and I uploaded them to a web page. So I used ClickFunnels, and I put together a ClickFunnels page with all the audio on it, and that was my page. Now, after that, what I did was is I put together a landing page that said, hey, this is the book, it's the audio book, this is what's inside it, give me your email address if you wanna go listen to it for free. And that's how we put this thing together. I'll make sure you have a link so you can actually go see that entire funnel and see how we've been giving the book away. Now, this is what's so interesting. 2 weeks in, we had thousands and thousands and thousands of listens from people that were going through this. Now, if you wanna sort of see how we use Facebook bots and ads, I've got another video that's gonna be coming out that walks you through that funnel as well. But we got thousands and thousands of people to listen to this. And what was very interesting is there were several chapters in this book out of the 9-10 chapters that really took off. And so that's when I knew, okay, these are my two key chapters. I need to market this more up to the audience that's out there. And so by the time I actually got to the point where I was gonna send the audio off, this is the magic part, by the way, I knew I had a winner. I know I have a book that's going to do well when we get the print version done, so it's worth spending the money and the time to go do it. So here's what we did. We took the audio, the same audio that we uploaded to Anchor FM. I sent the slides that I originally used to actually put this thing together, so we had sort of a guide, a map, for the person that was gonna do this. I sent it off to a ghostwriter, and the ghostwriter took everything that was in the audio, listened to all of it, took everything that was in the audio, took my step-by-step presentation as sort of a guide, and wrote out a book. After that, we sent it off to an editor, and we got the book printed out and it's ready to go. So that's the process. That's how I put a book together without actually having to sit down and write a book. We put together a 10-slide presentation, read it out, and that's the process. So I hope you enjoyed this walkthrough. My goal is to give you things that can help put you in the 7-8-figure per year range and do it in a way that you don't have to be tied to a desk. You can do it all from a backpack anywhere in the world that you want to do it. All right, so I hope you love this. I hope it's something that you can go use right away. Let me know in the comments what you got coming. You got a book out? You got a book in your head that you'd like to get out? Tell me about it. Tell me, hey, are you going to use this process? I'd love to hear from you. All right. Ben Atkins here, and I will talk with you all on the next video.